Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bill Marchant. As always, we appreciate you folks always joining us and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you here on the C2P NFL Draft Blast. And we have a fantastic guest. He's DeAndre Coley, and he's going to be joining us. And he's a very talented kid. And when he calls in, we're going to kind of discuss all the things that he did at Arkansas and kind of find out what he brings to the table in terms of getting this kid going and why he is a NFL draft prospect to kind of keep your eyes on moving forward. But with that said, he's going to be calling into the show. We're going to get this thing underway. We have a fantastic week of guests. I suggest you just kind of go to our blogtalkradio.com page, and then you're going to be able to kind of find all the guests that are coming up. But like I said, a very jam-packed week. Tomorrow we have Deion Yoder, the Western Kentucky tight end. He was down at the Senior Bowl. He'll be joining us at 6:30. And again, more guests to announce. They're already scheduled, but again, there's so many of them, I just really can't think of them all on the top of my head. But with that said, DeAndre Coley, the Arkansas standout DB safety, if you will, fantastic size, very fast, athletic young man. He's going to be calling in to the show and going to find out what he brings to the table, when he started playing the game that I assume he loves, and what to expect from him moving forward as he makes his path towards that 2018 NFL draft. We'll be in Indianapolis in a few weeks for the NFL scouting combine. And once that concludes, I mean, that is really the launching pad, I believe, for the draft and the next season, because free agency will soon start after that. And, that dictates what teams are going to do in the draft, what they're able to do during the draft, what they get prior to the draft, and all that kind of, changes all the philosophies of teams moving forward. And then for these guys out there, pro days, private workouts, all the things that come with being an NFL draft prospect, those kind of things come to fruition for all these young men. So a busy time for them, busy time for teams as they kind of really, really dig in and kind of get those draft boards straight. And then, and even after that, I mean, you're still looking for guys every single day. You're looking for guys to bring aboard, guys that you think can help your team. And, there's a lot of talented guys out there, and it's hard to find everyone, but these scouting, they do a great job. But with that said, DeAndre Coley, he's going to be calling in, and we're going to get this show going with the standout Arkansas Razorback defensive back, safety, if you will. And again, we'll get this thing going. We're eyeing him up. I see him in the call queue, and we'll get him going. And hopefully, checking this out, and we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so bear with us. That does happen. We are all in that stage, and hopefully, we get him in the queue as we count down the minute with DeAndre Coley, standout Arkansas Razorback here on the C2P. And while we wait, I will kind of go through the list of gentlemen that are going to be joining us. Tomorrow, Rahsaan Stewart, the Villanova defensive back, is going to be joining us at 7 o'clock. And let's see, we're having so many difficulties here with the numbers and whatnot. Well, there we go. DeAndre, are you there, my man?
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. We appreciate you sharing your time with us tonight. Can you believe in about maybe a month, your teammates at Arkansas are going to be getting ready for spring ball, and you're going to be really deep into the draft process?
Yes, sir, man. I'm ready, man. I'm ready to see what they do also.
For you, let's go back to the day. I mean, did you play as a young man, or young kid? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you out there playing football?
Yes, I've been playing since I was 5 years old, Just the love for the game, which is amazing. When I was young, I grew up around football. Used to have big football games against my family. Used to have big football games against girls, against boys. It's been a fun journey.
Now, was a young DeAndre Coley, were you a little bit better athlete than everybody else during those young days? I know you're still at that point, but, as a young kid, was the ball in your hand and you were scoring 3, 4, 5 touchdowns every game?
Yes, I thought I was a young Reggie Bush back then. You know, I thought I was gonna be a running back. Now I play safety. You know, but it was some girls we played against. They were pretty nice too, man. But it was some nice athletes out there.
Definitely. And you're one of the nice athletes. I mean, obviously you had a great career at Arkansas. I mean, playing in the SEC, considered the best, you know, right now, at least over the last decade or so, the best college, you know, conference that we're going to find. I mean, for you, I mean, kind of take us through, because you said you mentioned running back, you develop into that safety role. But, I mean, going through high school, kind of how did you emerge as that defensive guy?
Well, I kind of emerged when I was playing, when I was like 15 years old in Pop Warner, playing Pop Warner before my freshman year of high school. I was at linebacker, but I was like, no, I'm too little for linebacker. But then I had Rose State. I played safety my freshman year, because my senior year, and I fell in love with it, you know. I always thought I was a linebacker because I could hit, you know. I was very aggressive. I just learned how to play safety, and then I fell in love with Sean Taylor, and that made me want to play safety.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of guys that like safety, I mean, it's hard to like the safety position and not like Sean Taylor and what he brought. You know, DeAndre, I remember when he was with Washington, he made one play where he was kind of coming in on, you know, the tackle kind of already was a group tackle. There was a couple Washington defenders tackling, I forget the guy, but, you know, there's probably about three or four people in this little pile. And he came in, he just blew up the whole pile. Like, it was didn't matter if they were Redskins or the opponent. Everybody was about to take a lick. And like I said, I mean, you were such a beast. For you, I mean, other schools, I'm sure, were craving to, you know, recruit you. I mean, how did you know Arkansas was the best fit for you?
No, I fell in love when I went on a visit. It was different. I didn't want to stay at home. So I just fell in love with the environment and the fans. They got the best fans ever, you know. So I fell in love with them and the coaches. And my teammates, fell in love with a new teammate I was going to have around me, and I knew it was going to be something great, something special to be around and playing with them.
Awesome stuff. Once again, DeAndre Coley, standout safety from Arkansas, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks out there know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we love getting their draft bio pages up. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about him moving forward. DeAndre, I ask all the guys that come on the show this question. I mean, if you're in the film room, you're breaking down tape with NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those home run qualities where they're like, man, we got to bring this kid aboard?
The way I have my nose for the ball, the way I get to the ball. Whoever got the ball, I'm always there around the pile. I'm going to be there. If it ain't down, I'll be right there also helping my teammates take the pile back. And just my aggressiveness, you know. Tackle football, you know, I love to be aggressive because if you're going that soft, then football is not for you. I just love to tackle other people and talk smack to them, you know.
Is there a staple saying that you make or say to guys? I mean, do you got a repertoire of different quotes? Or is there one signature DeAndre Coley thing that you could share with us after you maybe make a big hit or a big play that you tell the opponent?
If I make a big hit with somebody, I just tell them they about to come harder next time because they're going to really cost them the second time.
I love it. And how about anything going noticed? I mean, sometimes the defensive scheme you run, you can't showcase certain skills. You can't, you know, do things that, you know you can just because you can't. Team leader, weight room junkie, game film junkie. I mean, what are some of the qualities that scouts won't see on film that they should know about?
I love watching game film. I love, like, after a Saturday after a game, I love going back and watching film and see what mistakes I made and try to correct them. I love going back to my coach and asking what I could do better so I won't make that mistake again. I just love being in the weight room because you learn more and it makes you a better player.
Definitely, definitely. And this is one of my favorite questions to ask you guys. I mean, if you can, is there a play in your memory that all week you're studying film, Saturday afternoon rolls around, you're in the secondary, and what you saw on film comes to fruition, and maybe you make a play or maybe you tell one of your teammates to make a play? I mean, is there anything like that to share?
Can you put that?
in terms of like, you know, breaking down film and seeing something all week, and then, you know, Saturday rolls around, and what you saw on film the other team is showing you, and you were able to make a call or make a play kind of just based on film? For some reason, did we lose him? Did we lose you, Gianni? We are fighting through this particular show with DeAndre Coley, and I'm sure he'll be calling back, and we'll kind of get to the bottom of that question. And that is truly one of my favorite questions to ask these guys because, you know, when you're watching a game, you just kind of think plays are developing and guys are just lining up and they're just doing what the defense. But, you know, when you can kind of go delve deeper and find out, you know, hey, on that particular play, this is what DeAndre Coley saw. This is week of studying film. I mean, maybe weeks longer, but, you know, but what he saw unfolds, and he's able to make a play or help a teammate make a play. I mean, those are some of the fun things to think about when you're kind of going through this process of, you know, breaking down tape and what these kids bring to the table. And, again, one of my favorite questions to ask these guys is that particular question. DeAndre, glad to have you back. My question was game film. I mean, all week you're studying it. Is there a particular moment you remember where what you watched all week kind of comes to fruition on Saturday and you make a play or maybe help?
Yes. I remember when it was against Alabama Ravens on the one-yard line, and I knew what run he was going to do. And I made a specific call to my linebacker, he ran the 3-4, and I knew what he was going to run. And I went in to make the tackle and made the running back fumble. And then I made him fumble, and I also recovered it. So that was my favorite moment right there, watching film.
See that? I'm telling you, that's my favorite question because everyone who saw that play just thinks, oh, you know what, DeAndre Coley just made a great play, but they don't know kind of a lot of the work that went in you to kind of read, react, dissect, and know what was coming. Once again, DeAndre Coley, standout Arkansas Razorback DB here on the C2B as we break down what he does and why he is one of the top prospects at the position for the 2018 NFL draft. For you, I mean, kind of take us through this next few months. I mean, are you training anywhere? Do you still got school to complete? How do you kind of get, you know, ready for your pro day and everything that comes with being in your situation?
You know, I graduated already, so I'm just training right now and focusing on the next level, you know. Training real hard down here in Florida, in Davie, Florida, at the System 8 with Adam Boyle. So it's been a great little run right now. I'm just ready for pro day, ready to get things going.
Nice.
Ready to see what my life is.
When's pro day?
March 26th.
March 26th. Is that too far away or is that just perfect?
That's perfect, man. It's getting close, man. I'm just ready to show my talent.
Nah, I'm sure you got to be excited, man. It's an exciting time for you guys. You get comparisons? I mean, I know it's a cliche question to ask, but, I mean, do your teammates, your friends and family, they ever come up to you and say, man, I was watching the NFL on Sunday, and man, so-and-so, man, when I see you, I kind of see a little bit of this guy, too?
No, some of my teammates compare me to Earl Thomas because the way I get out of the hashes. You know, he got out of the hashes real fast. He just made excellent tackles. And yeah, he also compared me to Sean Taylor because how aggressive I am.
Nice, nice. And those are two great ones, definitely physical. And you definitely bring that physical to mentality. And I was checking your bio. You got that track background, you know, the 100-meter. You still able to kind of, you know, have the jets and kind of, you know, get it going a little bit?
Yes, sir. I still got the jets. They ain't going nowhere. I'm down here still in Miami training with my high school's track coach. So I'm trying to get it back. You know, I gained a little weight, so I still got it, though.
Nice, nice. I'm curious, man. What do you think your 40 time's going to be? I mean, you know, what are you going to be content with, I guess?
I feel like I'm going to run a 4.44.
Nice. That's your size, dude. I mean that's a beautiful time. You run a 4.44, you're gonna open up, like I said, just because you're so physical. You got that size, man. I mean, you're not a, you know, 5'7", you know, 160-pound guy doing that. I mean, you're a big cat doing it at a great speed. Before we wrap things up, man, we always appreciate you guys, but we always like to have some fun before we let you go. I'm ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall questions.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, female celebrities, DeAndre. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who would you take to dinner?
Halle Berry.
There you go. Oh, man, I like you already. That's a franchise selection right there. Very, very. That's a franchise selection right there. Truly one of my favorites. And I'm not sure if you were able to watch the NBA All-Star game, but if you did or you might have saw it on the internet, what did you think of Fergie's, attempt at the national anthem?
See, I didn't really watch the All-Star game, so I don't really know what happened. What happened? What did she do?
You know what? Everybody showed me, and if she kind of made it like a. Remember when Marilyn Monroe sang "Happy Birthday" to like JFK? She kind of, "Happy Birthday" in a weird way. She just sang it in a weird way, and they're showing the guys. Steph Curry's laughing. LeBron's laughing. People in the crowd are laughing. It was kind of weird. You almost feel bad because it was how did anyone think this was going to be good? Because, I love Fergie, I love the Black Eyed Peas, but this particular instance, I think she dropped the ball a little bit. How about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. It's very popular to get them painted with some kind of theme or idea or thought, scripture, superhero, anything. What would you want on your shoes?
Superman. I just been love Superman growing up back in the day, So I felt like I was Superman back in the day.
Nice, man. Well, yeah, you're still pretty close to Superman. You got a lot of things going for you, man. Hey, man, I'm sorry that we had some technical difficulties during the show, but, man, you came through like a trooper. Hey, we always say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man. Best luck moving forward.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Andre Coley. He's going to have scouts really, really taking a deep interest in him because the size is there. If you want a big physical safety, he's going to come down and just kind of knocking him out. You don't got to go much further than this kid from Arkansas. So, again, if you want more of him, iTunes, Block Talk Radio. As always, we enjoy you guys joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.